Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
You shocked yourself with, oh my God, with the bug zapper, dummy.
Hurt, dude.
We're rolling for the secret show.
Why are you touching that thing when you have the button depressed?
No, I know. I didn't mean to. It was like down there, and I don't know how it was. Anyway, it just touched on my foot, and I went, ah, what was that? I put a little ground, you know, next to me. Never mind. Who cares?
Okay, we'll do the secret show now.
Wow.
I guess we could talk more about that. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Motherfucking Friday. Friday the 4th of November. Already November 4th. Where did this year go? Incredible.
I don't know. I remember I was standing tippy toe, like right, oh no, so not tippy toe, with my toes right there on September 1st, looking at the back half of the year with such joy and such, and now we're already 2 months through. Like, I'm it's just incredible. Like, what?
What?
Well, that's not supposed to be the fast part. The fast part happens when you hit the holidays because stuff just starts stacking up.
Right.
But we've already flown through the first two, so yikes.
Incredible. Damn. Less than 2 months till 2023. Where does the time go? God, this time last year, we were like sweating our contracts. And I mean, it was just your daughter just turned 8 and 4. Yeah. I mean, it's just enough already with this time flying. Mm-hmm. Not having that much fun.
It's getting close to start sweating a contract again.
No, do not say that. Already? I'm not doing another contract.
The whole circle.
That's not happening. This is it. Enjoy while you got it. I don't know. Unless they choke up all the money, I guess. I'll
okay, what are we talking about?
Anyway, hi, you guys. It's Friday.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, this guy had kids late in life. He'll be working long past Sarah's retirement.
I'll do guest spots. I'll come on. Unless I win the lottery this weekend, and then you're never going to hear from me again.
No, nope,
but enjoy your $2 million.
You'll have the phone number to the hotline, and you can call in any time, Sarah.
I got kind of, you know what? I want to do this. I got kind of a long one here. And, you know, I always love when the title is, Am I the Asshole? Because you just never, we got to read all the situation. And of course, we're hearing it from this person's point of view. That's the problem with the eye on the Am I the Asshole things. Is that you don't hear the other, it would be nice to hear both sides and then step back and make the decision. So here we go. Hi, everyone. And by the way, if you'd like to send us your own Am I the Asshole question, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Put it all down in an email. Hi, everyone. Looking for input on an issue with a friend I accidentally slept with.
Love it.
Here's some background. I have a friend. Let's call him John Smith. He's part of a larger friend group that we share. He and I are a few of the only single people left in our group. And that happens. These people are, it looks like they're in their late 20s, in grad school. This person says they also have a fellowship with a professor at my school, basically a job that will hopefully lead to a full-on job post-grad school. I've made the conscious decision not to pursue a relationship while in grad school so I can focus on school and get where I want to be professionally. That's my priority right now. John, from the friend group, has expressed interest in dating me in the past, but I made it clear that that wasn't something I wanted to pursue regardless of grad school. Like, not just because of grad school, because it's not into John. We agreed to keep our relationship to friends only. Last month, John and I went to a wedding together as friends. I barely saw him during the wedding. Spent most of the time with my girlfriends. Long story short, I drank too much. John and I ended up going back to his hotel room. We had sex, kind of. He could keep it up for all of 3 minutes and then said, can we try again in the morning? And I laughed and fell asleep. Morning comes, he wants to try again, and I said, I thought what happened the night before was a mistake, and I apologize. I left and went to my hotel room, which I was sharing with my closest girlfriend. We slept for hours since we were both hungover and then got an excellent brunch. John had apparently told our entire friend group about our attempt, to have sex. I started getting texts from multiple people in our friend group urging me to date him. I told my friends I'm not interested, and I'd made that clear, and I was asking them to respect my privacy, and they did. At the same time I was getting texts from my friends, John was texting me repeatedly, even after me asking him to stop with the texts and making clear I'm not interested in pursuing anything romantic and want to keep our friendship because it's important to me. I shit you not, he sent me 20 text messages over a three-day period asking for a date, trying to convince me to change my mind, saying since I had sex with him, again for 3 minutes, so does it even count? I say no. I'm clearly not interested on some level, so I blocked him. Harsh? Maybe, but he wasn't listening to me. Me blocking him resulted in another round of texts from some people in our friend group. This guy is just nonstop. He's unstoppable. About how cold I am, and he's a great guy. I should give him a chance. He is a great guy. I wouldn't be friends with him otherwise, but not for me romantically. I told him again, this isn't something I want or need their input in, and ultimately, my friends respected that. Another friend in our group has a wedding in December. John and I were planning on going together, again, as friends, since we're both single. I'm obviously not comfortable with going with him. I don't plan to speak to him, even. But he's again bringing our friend group into it. I already agreed to go, so I should stand by my word. So what do I do? Am I the asshole for blocking John, not wanting to go with him to the wedding in December? Do I pull away from the friend group altogether, not go to events where I know John will be there, deal with all of this because I made a drunken and stupid mistake? Help! By the way, I love you all. I've been listening since I was a kid. You bring light into my life.
Oh.
I'll start if you want, unless someone wants to jump in.
I was jumping right now.
Well, she should marry him, right?
Yeah, duh. You know, she found a great guy who's head over heels for her.
You guys are hilarious.
Go ahead, Sarah. You should start.
Well, no, you don't go to the wedding with him. No, don't apologize for any of this. You're not the asshole. A thing happened. You made it clear. You weren't even an asshole about it. Like, yeah, no, I think that was a mistake. Like, I love you. We're friends. That's all I want from you. You haven't led him on or been unclear about your thoughts in any, like, I'm sorry that you are in love with me. But I am not in love with you. You've been very clear. You don't go to the wedding with him. You don't give up your friend group. You asked your friend, look, guys, no, he's pursuing me. And it's like he's like a fucking, you know, a rabid dog trying to get his nose up my skirt.
In
like,
a bad lay.
And by the way, that attempt at saying, he told the whole friend group, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Well, he hit the jackpot in his mind, right? He's like,
I finally got her. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Finally gotten her to bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
like the whole we were both drunk and was he? Like we were. I don't like the drunk, you know, alleged consent thing either. I mean, not that she's really complaining about that, but honestly, like, please don't bang your drunk friends when you've always wanted to and you think it's going to change everything.
Well, I don't know what happened between them, but John bragging about being a terrible lay is fucking stupid. This guy's an idiot. Honestly, like.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You went to all the friends and said, well, maybe he spun it and said, we did it, everyone. We did it.
He probably didn't tell her that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't say I had whiskey dick and I went limp before I finished. And she certainly got nowhere close.
I fucked her so hard she passed out.
In fact, now she's saying, does it even count as sex? Well, First of all, yes, he was inside you. Counts. That was sex. Mm-hmm. Der George.
Yes, Vinny. That's number 22 on your alleged list. You just said it. Breach the hole.
Oh, I take that back. You just because you breached the hole doesn't mean it's sex. You got to actually splooge inside the vagina for it to count.
Okay.
Boy, you really had to bring that up, didn't you, Sarah? Thanks a lot.
I remember it well.
Anyway.
Okay.
Look, I would be on how do I put this? My friend group would be on notice. I would be letting them know, look, you're crossing a boundary I'm not comfortable with. I have told you guys I'm not going to date this guy, and I don't want to break up with all my friends. I love you guys, but you can't keep rallying for this guy. This isn't a romantic comedy. I'm not into that dude. Like, girls who are into somebody can make shit happen because guys are into girls. Like, that's how that works. But this guy is not going to win this one. And what's really weird, and this is just a me thing, I never want to bone anybody that's not into me. Even if it's like down the line in my relationship years down the line and your wife's like, I guess it. You know what? Keep it. If it's that fucking hard for you to bone me after all this time, fucking keep it. I'll jack off or I'll go get a side piece. I don't need sympathy fucking sex. That's what this guy is like. What the fuck, dude? You're leveraging this guy, like this girl, into being with you by getting all by getting a friend army in on it with you. Why would you even want to win a girl that way? She's not into you, bro. Yuck. Okay, I'm done.
So true. That's it. I mean, honestly.
Hey, Sarah, can you call her and guilt her into getting back with me and being my girlfriend?
Right.
Tell her that we're good together.
It sounds like he's relentless with the friend. The friends don't want to fucking do this either. They're doing it because the friend is begging them to do it. Like, this is so... It's not good. Alex, any thoughts? I see that you've backed up to the mic and you're ready to... Take it.
I mean, yeah, it just sounds kind of like desperate or something. But I've kind of been in that situation. Like, not that exact situation.
Oh.
But I mean,
which
I know.
Which person were you?
No, which person are you in this scenario?
And the whole show leans forward. Dude, tell.
No, not in the friend area like that. But I have felt that way. I'm sure we've all felt that way, right? Where we really wanted somebody. And, you know, but I've learned that if you are, first of all, I've never had a girl that was not into me. Actually, I've never changed your mind. So there is that. But I think if you did have any chance, which this guy probably doesn't, because he just doesn't give up, which is not good in this situation, is like you do have to kind of let go, I think, in my mind, to have a chance. Because the more you try, the more desperate you look, and she's definitely not going to be into you after that, which this girl's not anyway, but...
Oh, yeah. You're making her hate you.
You're pushing her away even more. She's blocking you. You know, so that's, yeah, and the friend thing, I don't like that either. Yeah, it's just too much manipulation, I guess, you know, into trying to force this thing. So I
think to sum it all up, A, you're not the asshole. B, you don't owe this guy a goddamn thing, including a date to a wedding in December. Sorry about it, dude. I'm going by myself. If you're there, that's fine. I'm not going to change. You, obviously, you're friends with all the same people I'm friends with. I still wish that we could be friends. But I'm not going to actively pursue that anymore. And we're not going on dates. Obviously, this whole time, you've been waiting for your chance to fuck me when you get me drunk enough and trick me into going to your room. Like, that's, I am, you're not the asshole. And you don't have to give up your friend group because of this.
You know,
guy.
I don't understand is the friends. She said that she had expressed to them that we're not a good fit. I don't really like him. And so they backed up. And then he kind of comes back around again and then pressures the friend for the second time to do it again. Where I'm like, if he had to block the person and then the guy goes around and gets the friends to do this multiple times, I'm almost like, block the fucking friends now at this point. Like, why are these friends constantly doing that?
Because they're a friend group. It's,
I know, but that, I'm with him. I would abs. That's what I was trying to say. I know I just went on a rant and I don't know if I said anything correctly.
I liked the rant.
Yeah, dude.
I was just trying to say, like, yeah, you have to set boundaries for people, and in your within your friend group, you need to be able to say to them, look, I've heard you. I appreciate it. I like him too. He's a nice guy, but you need to never write me on his behalf again. I've blocked him.
He's bothering me.
Under no circumstance am I down. you can't convince me with, like, this is not a meet cute in a romantic comedy. This is becoming a problem.
Yeah. He's once a problem in my life.
Once you've had to block someone, that's an extreme, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's mm-hmm. that hard, 100%. But I do think that you have gone to the point where you've said, I won't accept that kind of contact from anyone anymore or from this person anymore. It's profound and needs to be respected.
It's not the same really at all, but it reminds me of the is it wrong thing you did on the air today about the girl who, like, to me, so the situation was she was dating this guy. He breaks it off with her, but she's convinced that they're meant to be together. And so she fucking manipulates Bumble, sets some 1 mile. I don't know what the thing is, but she gets them to match. And then she's like, see, we're supposed to be together. Like, he was receptive and they wind up, you know, now they're engaged, etc. But that is not, I don't think that's healthy behavior. If you can't accept that someone is like, look, because it isn't you, it is them, it's their feelings. People feel rejection and those are hard feelings. Like, why am I not good enough? And what does he see in someone else? Why can't he see that in me? He just can't. He just doesn't. Like, or she just doesn't. It's not really a reflection on you. I mean, I guess unless you're lighting fire to shit or murdering people, and then it is you. but you know what I mean? Don't, stalking someone to death is not, that's not cool, and it's not healthy behavior.
It's not cute. No, it's not cool. It's not cute. And I actually don't like it. I would feel, what was the thing we talked about yesterday?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yesterday.
Are you talking about the letter we did yesterday on the secret show?
What was that yesterday? Why does that?
Oh, right.
That was
C.
It was the marriage where the guy walks up. Yeah, the guy who walks up to his friend and says, I boned her first.
Yes.
That was yesterday.
That. Yeah. I thought about that a lot, by the way, and I don't know if we got any emails. I don't, and I'm not even trying to sidetrack, but from that one in particular, I was like, oh my God, that is, and I came
wrong
up with
on so many levels.
It's so many levels, and I'm absolutely, like, after the show, I was, you know, trying to make some oatmeal and thinking about it, and I was like, you know, maybe you get the three of them in a room together, and she says something to the effect of, "Look, you have spoken out of turn and seriously fucking gotten into my husband's head." Mm-hmm. And we've got to either sort this out amongst the three of us, or we're not going to be able to be friends anymore, because I need my husband to be my husband. And right. I don't care about that you did me first or that we were long-term friends before him and
it's
I met.
It's kind of a, how dare you do that on our wedding day?
What the fuck
possessed you?
The more I thought about it, the madder I got. And I could totally see this guy's wedding day. I get it. It's childish on one level. There you are. You're getting her. But you also just got some bomb put in your freaking head for no reason.
It's so
And when, what I
so
thought
wrong.
About was, and I don't know this C guy, but among guys, you see them be competitive in different ways. Whether it's they're, you know, the guy with the big dick, make sure everyone knows, or the guy with the most money, make sure everyone knows, or the guy with the best, that, like, it's that stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, here's how we keep score. What, you don't know?
And we are keeping score, because we're dudes and we're competitive, and that's the way it is.
How tall are you? Ha! You
I
know,
got
that
a quarter
kind of
inch
stuff.
On you. Right. Yeah.
You know, whatever, however a guy can get up on another guy, they'll do it. Trust
I
me.
The more I thought about it, I went,
he wasn't being funny.
No.
He was scoreboarding, dude. He let you know he got there before you did, specifically with that song.
And
that's
on
what that song's
your
for.
Wedding day.
That's what that song is, right?
Yep. It's there. It's swordsmanship or whatever that's called. It's cockfighting. It's just dick behavior.
Yeah, it's absolutely unacceptable. I thought about it a lot, and I don't know if they can, you know, get in a room and sort that out, or if they just need to say, sorry, C,
you're out.
Your scoreboard games on our wedding day have made it impossible for us to hang with you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the moral of the story is, don't stalk people. Don't be a dick. If someone says they're not into you, leave it. Take it at face value. It's not, don't try to convince them.
I just wonder, I'm not picturing the three of them having a meeting.
The three from yesterday?
Yeah, the three from yesterday. And he's like, I don't care if you had a beer can, dick. You don't talk to my husband like that. I don't care if you penetrated my asshole. It doesn't matter. He's just like, oh, no, I'm making it worse.
I'm going to guess she's smart enough to not say that, but who knows? Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah,
that will make it worse. The beer can dick comment isn't going to be helpful. That's for sure.
Okay, let's all take our you're not the asshole. Now take your beer can and head off into the weekend. Have a good one. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Give it to me, man.
The end.